Blog Talk Radio.
Much for tuning in to the next chapter, Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. I know this coming weekend is Valentine, and I know it's going to bring back lots of memories. That's why I titled the message tonight, Love and Memories. I know that you will be feeling, the emotion will be distressed. It's going to be overwhelming. But when someone you have shared secret with, have made love with, and been angry with, and a host of other scenarios, that person is very missed. And there's so many things about that person that you miss, because this weekend is a special weekend coming up where both of you show love to each other. And now that person is not there for you to share those things with. But memories, good memories, are very important. That will help you to get through it. But what I must say to you, and my name is Mary Hollis, your host. Over the last 28 years, I have learned to put my faith in God. In spite of the loss of my husband, Al, God has shown me that he will always be a comforter and a provider for my children and me. And he's done just that. Sometimes the road seems very dark and lonely, but I encourage you to keep your focus on God, and he will get you through day by day. Just like Jason Nelson, the song I just played, Jesus said that he will love you forever. And this is even during the dark times that you may be feeling, and especially this coming weekend. He's right there by your side. He will be there forever. He will love you forever. And he will not love you sometimes and some days. He loves you each and every day. And he's there to help you through all of this that you are going through. So just knowing, I'm going to play that song at the end again, forever. So just know that he will love you forever. He's not a part-time lover. Like that song, a part-time lover? No. He loves us forever, eternal. I am going to talk about healing memories. Memories are like Greek theater's mask, a frowning face and a smiling face. Your memories of your loved one can put a frown on your face, and also it can be very painful. But they can also smile and bring comfort and warmth. And comfort and warmth is thinking about all those good memories. Both faces of memories are a blessing that can help in healing. One fair person have about memories is that they will always hurt, always lead to tears of pain. While it's true that certain memories may hurt sometimes, the pain gradually lessens, and over time the warm, comforting memories can outweigh the sorrow ones, because I'm sure there were many laughter and fun and games and different things that you shared with that special loved one. If some of your memories are still very painful, let yourself experience them anyway. Don't try to run away from them as if you could. Just like difficult feelings, the best way to take the sting out of a painful memory is to recognize it, accept it, and express it, and also feel it. Share your memories with a trusted friend. And I've always told you about that safe person, that person that you can share anything with. Talk about your feelings as you are surface, and let your tears and emotions flow. You may need to talk about the painful memories and the feeling it stirs up more than once, especially this weekend. Each time it will lose a little bit of its power over you. At the same time, tap into happier memories. Look through your photo album. I know there's lots of good memories in the photo album of your wedding, of trips that you took, birthdays, anniversary, vacation, holidays, quiet moments, and milestones. If you like journaling, write about the good times. Describe special moments to a trusted friend. Exchange cherished stories about your loved one with others close to you. Also, talking to your children. You all can talk about the good times. The more you talk about the good memories, the more powerful they will gain. One woman told me that a turning point for her came when she sat down to make a scrapbook of her mother's life. Looking through the old pictures helped her to relive many happy memories. I was able to see her as a young wife and a mother. That helped her began to forget the memories of her illness and to finally celebrate her entire life. Anything, any sad moments that you experienced, maybe you were a caretaker for many years, don't think about those things. Think about the things that you shared while he was able, he was not sick. So think about the good memories. People sometimes worry that they'll forget their loved ones. That person will always be a special part of your life, and I'm sure he will, because I'm sure you shared lots of special moments. As one woman told me, memories are my connection to him. Whether they make me laugh, smile, cry, they keep him close to me. Have you ever experienced that? I'm sure there's many times that you sat and just thought about some of the things, and I know you smiled and you laughed, and many things that as you go along in your home or something that you pick up or you see, you thought about something that the two of you shared. And I'm sure there were many times that you shared laughter, smile, and also I know you cried sometimes, but it's okay to do that too. Another person said, "Mom is in my heart now. She goes with me wherever I go." That can be the same thing for a spouse. Sharing memories with others can multiply the healing. One man described how he and a number of his aunt and uncle gathered at his father's grave on the first Memorial Day after his death. They brought folding chairs and sat there for hours, telling stories after stories. The man heard tales about his dad growing up that he had never heard before. He said, "I went home that day feeling closer to my dad than ever before, in a different way. I had a whole new set of memories to hold on to." Now, my son, I want to talk about my son for a second. My son never really knew his dad. He was 10 months old when Al passed away. But the neighbors, my husband's best friend, and firefighter, whenever we meet one that knew my husband, would tell great stories about Al. And my son would inhale all of those things that he would be standing there smiling because he enjoyed the stories that others told about his dad that he never knew. So that meant a lot to him. So it was always good when someone would come around and would tell him something that his dad did. And sometimes it was funny. My husband was, he loved his yard. He loved being out there making sure that grass was looking, the best yard on the street that he always wanted to make his grass. But when the kids would come home from school, and this is something I learned afterwards, and that was good memories for me, that he would give the kids money when they made good grades. So whenever they came and they made good grades, they would go come running to say, Mr. Hollis, look what I made A's and B's. So my husband always gave them money, so they were always looking forward to telling my husband what they did. Not necessarily also getting money all the time. It's just that he encouraged them to do good. And also, and when my son heard all these different stories, he enjoyed it. He smiled. And he inhaled every bit of those stories into him because he never experienced that with his father. And one, this was during the years that he was, the latter part when he was finishing up college. One weekend, he started talking. He said, "Mom, I went by the gravesite." I said, "Oh, you did? Yeah, I just wanted to go by for a while." Now, I never asked him what he, you know, how he, you know, what emotion that he was having. I knew that something between him talking to his father, for him visiting his father, talking with his, you know, evidently something was comforting to him just to go there. And I didn't want to take that. I wanted that to be personal just between the two of them. And every now and then, he would go and visit his father's grave. And this one, he was, you know, finishing up college. He was early 20s. And so that gave him some sort of comfort and love that he wanted to connect with his dad. And I wanted him to share. I wanted that to be a private thing with him. If he wanted to share some more about his time with his dad at his dad's grave, he would have. But I felt that he needed to keep that. But he told me he wanted me to know that he did. So good memories. He didn't experience none of those good memories, but he received them from neighbors, friends, and family members that knew my husband. So he got a kick out of enjoying those good memories. And what I did also, I gave him some memories. I kept several drawers of my husband's belongings. And as Alan continued to get older and older, I would go in that drawer and take something out and give it to him. A dress socks. He loved it. He would put it on when he go to church. I gave him a firefighter T-shirt. I would pull it out. This is not every month. It is something when I felt that he needed to connect and feel comforted by his father. I would do that. So I would take a T-shirt out. He would wear the T-shirt. Just different things that I did. And then when he graduated from college, my husband owned a beautiful gold roped necklace. And I gave it to him. Also, later on, I gave him, my husband had a watch I kept in a safe deposit box with his name engraved in it. I gave it to him. I gave him different things that throughout his years and that would comfort him and feel connected to his dad. So he enjoyed all those things that I gave him from time to time. So he didn't have memories, but I gave him something to have memories for, things that he could keep and that belonged to his father. So those things that you have at home, share it with your children, because you know what I think, just like you're grieving, they are grieving. They have had grief. They have grieved before. So just knowing that those things can give your kids good memories by sharing some of those things that he had. And that's what I did, and I think it helped my son a whole lot as he was growing up. So don't forget about those things. And the love, also don't forget about the love that you shared with your husband. The moments, like this coming, let me tell you what happened on Valentine's. I've been in this home for 30 this weekend it'll be 34 years. We signed the contract to get for this house on Valentine. We closed on our mortgage. That's what it is. We closed on the mortgage on Valentine's Day. It was Valentine's Day. It was 1986. Now, that's good memory for me, is because that's something that we always wanted together. And I remembered. And guess what? I was pregnant, 4 months pregnant, with my daughter Alexia. Good memories. So I have two great memories to think about on Valentine. So you find your two things, or three things, or whatever, on Valentine to remember of something about your loved one. So that is all I wanted to talk about as far as healing, love, and memories. And these memories are healing things that will help you get through the next day and also through this weekend. And one other thing, I don't know if you have an RSVP, but the time, I only have one more space for one more person. If you're interested in coming to our Valentine Extravaganza, I can never pronounce that word right because I'm tongue-tied. But anyway, it's going to be at my home on Sunday, February 16th, from 3 to 5 p.m. Let me tell you, the things that we're going to be doing for you ladies and what we do, Sheila and I, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, we are embracing you during this weekend because we know that you will be missing your loved one, your sweetheart. We are going to have lots of surprises. We're not going to tell you what we're going to do, but just knowing that it is going to be a nice Valentine extravaganza. It's going to be fun. So if you have not RSVP, there's only one more spot left, because I've been sending those texts out for days now, and I haven't heard any. I've gotten a list of people, and I didn't want to go over a certain number of people in my sunroom, because I wanted everything to be nice and not too crowded. And I've gotten a list of 24 people that have RSVP. And there's one more space for one more person. So if you are interested, you better call me for it, because that, like I said, that's all the space that I have available for this event. So, but if you have other plans with your family or friends or whoever, I hope that you will have a wonderful, loving, good memories of a Valentine weekend. Just know that God loves you, and so does the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I am going to play Jason Nelson. I started it off. I've added some more songs to our program. And I'm not going to tell you about the others. I will play them as the Spirit lets me lead you to do it. Sheila downloaded and put them up on the switchboard. But I wanted to play Jason Nelson, letting you know that Jesus will love you forever. It's not sometimes. It's forever. So just knowing that even though that your husband is not here, that God is still there, Jesus is still there, he's still trying to let you know that he'll be there for you, he will comfort you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. So I am going to take the turn on Jason Nelson for the last few minutes of this show. I hope to see you this coming Sunday, and if not, I hope that you will have a wonderful Valentine weekend. And I hope that your loved one will, your daughters and sons, and you will get those flowers and chocolate and everything that your husband gave you when he was there with you. And I'm sure that he will be there in memory. So have a great night, and tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. every Tuesday night. So listen to Jason Nelson as he talked to you through the Spirit of God. One second here. Here we go.
I'll be committed.